Janae, you are back for another Chamber Chat.
I am.
And I see you went to the right-handed bullpen ace over here.
Yeah,
the dynamic I hope she's right-handed.
I am.
Okay, see, now I called that right, so I got that right. But, yeah, another day with the two of you.
I know. Yeah, we're a good team.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. So what are we going to talk about? I mean, you guys have me at a disadvantage here because you know the business that's going on here.
Yeah. We do. What we're going to talk about this time is our chamber position opening, and it is for an administrative assistant.
Okay. So who's going to give us all the details?
Well, with our administrative assistant, there's two ways you can apply.
Okay.
You can either apply on Indeed, or you can drop off a resume at the chamber office with Janae. And then it is open until
March 19th. Oh, gosh, could you imagine? February 19th.
March 19th, you might get everybody and their mother.
No, I would like someone helping me out before then.
Yes. No, poor Janae needs a buddy.
She needs a pal.
I get it.
So February 19th, everything needs to be in.
Yep.
And what are you looking for?
Janae, what are you looking for?
Oh, gosh, that's a great question. I am looking for somebody who is obviously good with people, knows the community, is detail-oriented, organized, you know, tech-savvy, because a lot of the work is, you know, on a computer, whether that's for our digital marketing or print marketing or...
Data entry.
Yep, we use QuickBooks, so... anybody with those kind of skills or the willingness to learn, you know. So,
and if you just missed what we just told you, I'm sure it's online.
It is online. Yep. Yeah. The full job description is online.
Okay.
Another thing too is like what Janae was saying is being part of the community is huge with this position, because not only is part of the job in office, but the other part is out and about in the community. When we have our events, that person will be there helping Janae set up, getting to know people. So also just being able to know that you're going to be personable with our community.
Yeah. A lot of times it's that first face you see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, whether it be in the office or out and about.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, and it's a full-time position, which is great. Mm-hmm. So Monday through Friday for the most part, you know.
Yep, flex hours. So say if we have an event, so like our golf event, that is an all-day thing.
Oh, yeah.
So if we're doing the golf event all day, then maybe... like that, I think you guys taken off like that next Monday or something. Mm-hmm. So we are able to flex time that way, which is really helpful.
Well, and I think that's pretty important in a job like this, because there are those events that go on and things like that. So
the salary range for this piece is about $38,000 to about $45,000.
Where's my application? I'm getting out of Dodge. That's what I'm doing. So, and you said February 19th, the deadline.
Yep.
So get everything in by then. Yep. And if they have questions?
They can either call Janae, because she will be part of the interview process.
Okay. All right.
Myself. I will also be a part of it. And then we also have...
Eric Johnson.
Yep, Eric Johnson.
And he's another one that you can submit your resume or cover letter to.
Okay.
So we've got... I mean, it's really... You can apply pretty much any way, shape, or form.
Sure,
sure.
So cover letter...
Resume,
and you should be good to go.
Yeah.
And more than likely, Eric Johnson's going to be the one reaching out to our candidates to set up interview times. And then we'll set up a block. And then it will be an interview in front of, I think, 3 to 4 people will be on our on our board.
Well, not hundreds.
No, we have a smaller hiring committee.
You're not going to be in front of the whole Chamber of Commerce.
Just a couple of us.
Okay, sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, you sound like you're ready to rock and roll, so people get your resumes out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get those cover letters taken care of and all that good stuff.
Yep.
All right, what else are we going to talk about today? Anything?
Well, yeah, lots of things.
Okay, let's do it.
We have our Peanut Butter and Milk Festival people coming this Saturday.
Yes.
And we, the Chamber, are hosting them for a couple days. Wednesday, we have lined up some tours at... a couple of our chamber member businesses, so Towmaster and GVL Poly. Mm-hmm. And then we will do, correction. On Wednesday, we have Justin Schroeder. He's a board member. He is going to be taking the crew to Central Counties Cooperative for a tour. And then Heartland Ag Systems and Hutch is part of, you know, Central Counties Co-op. So they're going to go and bring them there and give them a tour. And then on Friday morning, we will have a breakfast for them over at the Chamber. They'll go and tour Towmaster and GVL Poly. And then we have a lunch at Herradura's. So it's just a day filled with Chamber businesses, and it's going
to
be fun.
Yeah. It always turns out to be fun.
Yeah.
You know, we get a chance to talk to them on Wednesday mornings before they leave to do their thing on Wednesday, because they get interviewed here. At McDonald's, actually. So, yeah, that's always fun. Yeah, it's always a good time. We always enjoy it.
And we do have, if you'd like to download and print a sign that you'd like to display in, like, your business window, you can do that either, like, on one of our social media pages or on our website. We have, you can just download, print, and stick it up in your window. If you have an electronic sign, maybe put a welcome message on that.
Yeah.
Different ways to welcome them.
Very nice.
And then we have the online auction coming up for the Chamber. And that is going to be March 18th through the 22nd. Our sponsor is Steffes. So they do that whole online auction portion for us, which is huge.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to have, I think last year we had roughly 50 different baskets for people to bid on, or items.
Yep.
We have a couple cool ones that have been coming in. We have a couple electric hand blowers, or battery operated, I guess, cordless.
Ooh, yeah. Cool.
So that would be nice. And we're still accepting donations. We try to get them from our chamber businesses. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just another avenue for them to get their name out there. And we just appreciate their support.
For sure.
So keep an eye out for that. And we'll slowly start advertising what packages we have, and we'll put them out on social media.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. And then I just wanted to say thank you to our January business spotlight. Since this is the last day of January, that was GVL Poly.
Mm-hmm.
So as we say goodbye to them, we say hello to our February business spotlight, which is Christensen.
Okay.
So keep an eye out for all that good information.
I suppose they'll be getting busier.
Oh, I imagine. If they haven't already.
If they haven't already. Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. All right. Where do we get a hold of you if we need to?
Yeah, you can stop by our office right across the street from the radio station, 219 North Sibley Avenue. You can give us a call, 320-693-8184. You can find us online, litch.com. From there, we have our email addresses. Probably easier just to steer you that way, unless you know how to spell my name. But social media, Facebook, Instagram, what else? YouTube, Twitter.
We got to start a TikTok.
We have a TikTok.
We do?
Yes, we do. So we just, I need help in that department.
I got you.
Perfect. Everybody heard it.
I'm just surprised we're not on it yet. Come on, right? If you got it.
I know.
You know, I did have one viral video once.
Wow.
Over a couple million views, so.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Game on. Well,
we got to talk about that then sometime.
We're about to go viral.
Game on. I love it. I love it. All right. Well, hey, ladies, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it. And good luck with your search.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, hope it goes well.